Welcome back to another episode of Only the Fool Would Say That. Pick up my mic and speak just like I did last week, and I'll get on my knees and entreat. You might get fooled again. I'm Nick the Fool. Let's get right into it. Please join me in welcoming Hazel English. I've been excited to have you both on. I couldn't get you off my mind.
It's Sally Hayes.
It's Silly Hayes? What?
Sally Hayes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not... Do you know Hazel English?
No, unfortunately.
No, oh. I don't either.
I haven't. Yeah. She just like sent me an email and said that she would be coming in. Although maybe I thought Sal. I've heard of you guys, and I thought Sally Hayes was a person, but you're not a person.
We're not a person.
We're not. I mean, we can be. It depends.
People think we are.
Yeah, I definitely. I think like I had you scheduled for another time, but when I was emailing you, I said, "Hey, Sally, like I would love to have you on."
Yeah.
And then, what was your name, sir?
Will.
Will, you were saying, no, that's not.
Yeah, no. It was sort of on purpose, though.
Oh.
It was on purpose.
It makes sense. I mean, we like that, you know, people can project whatever they want onto it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nice. I mean, as an actor, I know all about projection. So, and so you're not Sally, but you're...
I'm not Sally. I'm Jessica.
Are you silly?
I'm silly.
Okay.
I would say for sure.
Good. So, okay, I've definitely already kind of, we've been talking and we can just move this. Are you cool doing the interview right now?
Yeah.
Instead of,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Can we go around the circle? We introduce ourselves, but can we introduce like what we play?
Yeah.
And then also just cap it off with the time that you felt you couldn't go on.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
I'm Will. I play guitar. Probably felt like I couldn't go on at our show on Monday, so that was I was hiding downstairs in the green room.
Were you hiding behind anything specifically, like an amp or like a large piano?
I couldn't find one to hide behind. I ended up just sat in the corner.
Sure. Turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Jessica. I'm vocals and. Yeah, same. On Monday, I couldn't go on.
Wow.
I actually got pretty drunk. I fucked up a little from it, but...
Okay. I mean, I've seen people on stage drinking from a handle of Jack, so I mean...
It wasn't planned. I think it was just nerves a bit, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, people kept buying you shots.
I didn't go in the green room. I was out there until they were like, you have to go on the stage, and I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I did. It wasn't planned.
Okay. Well, I'm Nick the Fool, and every day's a struggle for me when everyone, like, you know, the whole world's turning to me for answers. So it's tough. Let's get into, like, some of your influencers, because you're musicians,
right.
And you like music as well.
Sometimes.
I would assume. Sometimes, sure. This, you might be hit or miss on this, Slow Drive?
Slow Dive.
Slow Dive.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes... The words here. You mentioned this is like a dream poppy band, but leans more on the pop side.
I think they're more like sometimes, but they're more like shoegazy dream pop stuff.
Shoegazy?
Yeah.
Is that like when you've gotten too like dizzy and you're just kind of looking at your shoes to like kind of ground yourself?
I think so.
Okay.
But it's like the worst genre name on earth.
Sure.
And it's really embarrassing to say.
Supposedly it's like from, you know.
Well, we didn't plan that.
Yeah, no. Weirdly, I mean, we have a lot of like shoegaze influences. It's just named from like when they stare at their shoes because they've got like shitload of
like awkwardness
pedals.
And social.
Yeah.
And then all the pedals
and shit that you're looking at constantly.
Yeah.
Do they even make eye contact with the audience?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, they were like a major influence. We listened to them a lot.
Yeah, they have a similar bass style as you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's just because there's a bass in both bands.
Maybe.
But it sounds similar with the patterns.
Yeah. I think we didn't intend on actually making shoegaze music. It was after we put it out.
I don't think we intended on it.
Everyone was like, we got like... shoegaze internet radio stations reaching out to us and being like, hey, we want to play your song. And I'm like, okay.
What's the top shoegazing radio station in Chicago?
I think it's like literally shoegaze radio.
Yeah. It was super inventive.
It was very weird. Yeah.
Is it run by you guys?
No, it's not. No. But then we got weird ones from like Belgium and stuff like that, where like shoegaze radio from Belgium. So
I would have to imagine it's a very maybe Eastern European, or maybe Western European style.
Yeah, all the gloomy places.
Yeah, like, Scandinavian. Anything that's super cold for a long time. England. Yeah, totally.
England. Yeah, like England.
England.
Yeah.
England. Yes. Are you from the UK or Ireland or Mexico?
Don't say Ireland.
I'm not familiar with that. I'm from the UK,
Okay, great. Yeah.
I've been here about 10 years, though.
10 years.
Almost not an English
person. Haven't shaken that accent, huh?
Tried not to.
Okay. I feel like a Midwest is definitely a place that's going to try to rip it from you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Really,
although, you know, it gets me places. People think I'm way smarter than I am.
People ever confuse you for Chris Martin? Kind of look like Chris Martin a little bit.
I get that.
Better teeth, but...
I get Chris Martin, I get... Hugh Laurie. The house.
Hugh Laurie. Okay, yeah. I could see it.
Which is hysterical.
I don't know how I feel about that one, to be honest.
It's a good one. I like it.
I mean, he's a good-looking man.
Agreed.
Are you a little full of yourself because of that?
I think I'm just full of myself anyway. That doesn't help.
Sure. You know who else is full of himself?
Yeah.
The Cocktail Twins.
Cocktail.
Yeah. Do you know that they actually got that name because Elizabeth Frazier always showed up to a party with two glasses of cocktail shrimp, and she wouldn't share them with anyone.
I wish that was the case with them.
Well, it is.
It'd be a great story.
Cocktail Twins is almost a better name than Cocktail
Twins. I agree. Yeah, easier to say.
Sorry?
It's Cocktail Twins.
Cocktail Twins.
No.
T-E-A-U. Cocktail.
Isn't that a bird?
I think so.
Is it a bird?
Cockatoo?
Probably.
It's like cockatoo. No, it's not. Okay. It's still different.
Okay, interesting. They're also dream pop, but they're also like ephemeral, gothic,
totally.
Rock, post-punk.
Yeah. You love them, don't you?
I love them.
My dad's a big fan of them. He's a big fan. What are they? Yeah. 80s?
Yeah, 80s.
Are they also? They're not. They kind of come from the new wave movement, where it's kind of getting a little like more punky and a little more like grungier, garagier. Yeah, my dad was big into that stuff.
I love that. Yeah, they're my fave, actually.
They're Scottish. That's why they.
You can't hear anything or understand what they're saying.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
that seems to be a thing in this world, and we'll get to that with your music as well. But, okay. Joywave, they were an interesting '80s band that eventually split into the New Order, right? I think
Joy Division.
You call them that because they broke and they split.
I like Joywave. I would love to lump it into Joywave.
Joywave is another band, right?
It is. Yeah.
Is it?
So this is two bands. Yeah. But Joy Division is the one we like.
Could they pick a more specific name? I mean, it's making it really hard on me.
I think so. They could have done.
Do you like one more than the other?
Joy Division.
I like Joy Division. I don't know.
What's the differences, really? Maybe different artists, obviously.
Yeah. I've never listened to Joywave. I've just heard it. I don't even know if it's definitely a band. It just sounds like one.
I mean...
It sounds like it's like a type of like sound wave or something. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I think... In regards to Joy Division and New Order, which would you pick?
Joy Division.
Oh.
Easy. Just because they...
That is not easy.
So they have some weird thing where, like, they took their name from a brothel that served Nazis.
Oof.
What?
I think that's it.
Shit.
Yeah. Or some sort of weird, like, something to do with prostitution and Nazis.
Love it.
Because that would be a thing that a 70s punk band would do.
True.
Huh. Do you think they got any influence from Velvet Underground, Joy Division?
I mean, yeah.
Like was that Leonard Cohen or was that?
That was Lou Reed.
Lou Reed. Yeah. Similar people,
but pretty much the same. I think.
I feel like because Lou Reed had that kind of weird like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like weird flirting with fascism once in a while thing.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, who hasn't experimented with fascism, right? We've all been in our 20s.
Most people, I think.
I'm not familiar with these two, but Carly Rae Jepsen and Ariana Grande.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, love them.
Is she sing purely about coffee?
Like Starbucks?
Huge Starbucks fan.
Yeah.
Macchiatos.
And like maybe if she ever worked there, she would maybe say like, all right, like I'm done with you. Thank you.
Yeah. Next. I do love Ariana. Well, Ariana Grande is one of my favorite songs. It's Groovy.
Yeah. I mean,
everything else, it's good, but nothing. Groovy is like the song. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
You mean greedy?
Oh, greedy. Greedy, but it's a groovy song. It's like a disco song.
Pop artists, they're more greedy than other artists?
Maybe.
Probably. I mean, listen, do you need all the fans you can? Couldn't you share? Like, if you're a pop artist, right?
Just give us some.
Give some to you guys.
Right.
You should.
You guys are listening to her. I mean, I don't know. Share the wealth. If we're talking about fascism, then maybe.
She should flirt with it a bit.
Yeah.
There was definitely... I feel like there was definitely a moment maybe like 5 or 10 years ago where every hipster in America was just like, we're going to listen to radio pop music now.
Mm. Sure.
And then we got infected by it. And it was like...
No, I don't think that was it.
Well, pop music's interesting, right? Because it's a genre as well as it's popular music.
Yeah.
So it's like, totally. What line... Does it have to be popular to be pop music?
No.
No. I mean, Carly Rae Jepsen's not that... She's not like played on like Kiss FM or anything.
Well, she came out with...
And she had Call Me Maybe or whatever. Yeah. That was like a Disney Channel song.
Very famous.
Yeah, but since then.
Has she gotten better? I feel like I do know that one, but I just have not kept
up
with
her. I mean, she's definitely gotten better. She really led the whole like 80s revival thing.
Oh, interesting. She had bangs, right?
Yeah.
Was that... That's an 80s thing.
Yeah, I think maybe that was what influenced us.
I cannot but notice. Like,
yeah.
I had bangs. I'm also influenced, by the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you describe somber pop?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it.
You described that your music is dream pop and somber pop.
Did I?
Yeah. Somber pop, I would just say
sour
is dream
pop.
Yeah, it could be sour pop.
It could be sour. I
somber pop, I think, just goes into dream pop, no? Like,
does it?
Dreamy or kind of like somber. You're like,
is it like a night terror?
Totally. It's like a night paralysis.
Ooh.
And then our music's playing and you're like, what the fuck
is that
going
on? Goal to get your listeners into listening paralysis?
You know what, that would be an amazing thing to be able to say, that
I will be here for
paralyzed people.
Yeah,
here I am.
I mean, we probably get banned because we're just paralyzing people all the time.
I think it'd be interesting.
But that's the goal.
That's the goal, right? So
when they wake up.
It'd be an achievement.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, you want to find your niche and you want to be memorable, you know? Like, you want to have your gimmick.
Exactly.
I think the thing I've been realizing more and more is that every band just has a gimmick. Like, Chris Martin's gimmick is that he can't, like, catch his breath. So let's talk about your EP.
Yeah.
It's an EP, right? Not an album.
It is an EP,
Okay. It's always hard to tell. Kind of like... I look at it and I say, it has 5 songs, but they're like longer. So
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's only one song under 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little self-indulgent on our part.
I agree.
Fair. I mean, do you like long intros?
On this EP, yeah.
Seems like it.
I don't.
You don't.
No.
I was going to say, it's just kind of like, get on with it. Like,
that's how I feel.
I don't have all the time.
That is, I mean, I love it how it worked out, but yeah, that's how I feel.
I listen to a lot of like electronic and dance music, and I was specifically when we did the EP. So I was like, you know.
Just go with it.
I was into like making grooves and, you know. Atmosphere and stuff
and
like
build
that
up.
And
building
stuff up and adding stuff and taking it out, and
great.
It ended up with like 7 minute long songs.
Yeah,
so I don't know if I'll do that again.
Well, I could understand why you're like, come on, like, let me in.
Right.
What am I doing? I'm just sitting here on stage, sit in the lip and be like,
I don't, but I do get impatient, and I'm like, I feel like if it keeps going on, I'm just gonna miss my cue.
You do. Yeah.
Do you ever miss your cue?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you do in that sense?
Stop. No, I miss it, and I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, damn, I did that. And then I hear the right part, and I come in.
Luckily, the songs are really repetitive,
totally.
So you just wait another measure, and then you come
in. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
The next one.
Sure, it's good, yeah. Let's talk about your album cover.
Yeah.
The album's called Dining Room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the cover, it's a blurry picture of a young Matt LeBlanc holding a younger Macaulay Culkin. Could you maybe break down what led you to this?
Oh my God, that is literally the best description I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So it's a two-part thing. Dining Room, it's called because we recorded in our dining room.
Mm.
Yeah.
The whole EP. And then the...
Annoying the fuck out of our neighbors.
Yeah.
Sure.
And our child.
Yeah.
The photo is... The album art is a picture of me and my dad when I was a little kid.
Oh, that makes more sense.
It was blurry like that, too. It wasn't...
Yeah,
you didn't do anything? You didn't tap it up?
Absolutely nothing to the photograph. It's just straight... We took a picture of the photograph. I think I have a folder with about 50 different EP covers.
Yeah.
And then...
And this is the one you settled on.
Just went with a basic one. There was some that just, like, it was, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
We'd done just, like, all these crazy overlays.
Crazy stuff, and, yeah.
Like, overlaid five different pitches on top of each other and shit like that. And it just decided to go with the...
If I were a betting man, I guess that it was Century Gothic font. Am I right?
No. I think it's... the Sally Hayes is Futura, and then the actual dining room is Avenir, I think.
Yeah.
So you would have lost that bet.
Yeah.
I would not know.
Me either.
I know it wasn't Papyrus.
definitely wasn't Papyrus.
No Papyrus.
Although maybe the next EP will go to Papyrus.
Oh, God.
You never know.
Yikes. You have a song called Waiting.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you familiar with Anna Meredith, the artist? She's a composer from England, I believe.
Yeah.
The intro of, I believe it's piano or some type of synth in the beginning. Yeah. I think it's just a synth. Very similar. And then it eventually gets into your dream poppy world and such. Have you seen Bo Burnham's Ninth Grade movie?
Yeah. Yes. She did the soundtrack.
She did the soundtrack. Yes. Yeah. She's actually playing Empty Bottle soon.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Get your tickets.
Oh, wow.
May I have to actually go. Anna Meredith is great. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool lead ins. I mean, it's all instrumental, so unfortunately you might not like it. But I don't know.
Maybe you could sing over it.
Oh, right.
The rest of this song develops into its own unique sound. Gets away from Meredith, for sure. It's you guys. It's you.
Definitely us, yeah.
Not, yeah. Do you have two guitarists?
No, it's, I mean, live, no.
No.
But on the EP, there's like, I think that particular song is maybe like four guitar tracks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what do you do live? Do you just loop over yourself or will it be a little bit more minimal?
Just minimal.
It's minimal.
Yeah.
It sounds very different live. I think it's...
Yeah, people said that after the show.
So we got, we always got like, it's like lo-fi synth pop sort of stuff. And then everyone live was just like, that was just like... straight up noise rock that you did, and I'm like, well, I guess that's just how it ended up coming out.
I liked it though.
That song's also really hard to play on guitar, not because it's actually difficult, but because my wrist and forearm, because I have to move the pick so quickly across multiple different strings just constantly throughout the whole song for 5 minutes, by the end I can barely like move my hand anymore.
Question: would getting another guitarist alleviate that?
No, because I'd still have to play the same guitar part.
Gotcha.
So it was like,
you just screwed yourself.
So when we were rehearsing, we'd do it like, I'd only be able to get through it like maybe twice.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'd be like, we'd go through it again as a band, and I'd just like give up halfway through and start fucking up the guitar line.
Sure.
Like,
right.
Sure. That's tough. I mean, yeah, from what I've heard, playing an instrument is hard.
Yeah. Sometimes. Do you know what is that? It was, I really learned when we started rehearsing just how much different recording by yourself and looping and doing all this crazy shit, how difficult it is to redo it live and how much of an uphill battle you set for yourself, because especially for the, so all the drums are programmed as well.
Do you not have a drummer in your
we
band?
Do have a drummer. Okay. Yeah, so he was saying there were just certain parts of the drums where he just couldn't play it live because he couldn't physically do it.
Right.
Jess, have you ever thought about maybe getting some other musicians in your band who could play the music?
I actually love the musicians that played in our band.
Okay, so it's more of a people thing. You enjoy the people. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
You talk about drinking vinegar in this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but sometimes I found that musicians often improv metaphors that stand for greater concepts.
Totally.
Is that what this is, or is someone just drinking vinegar?
No, there's a metaphor there.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, wasn't
I don't think I've ever drank in vinegar.
I've tasted it, though.
Yeah.
You know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
When I first moved here, or actually when I was visiting here in last February, I went to Dove's Luncheonette.
Yeah,
and
it's good.
Put what I thought was simple syrup into my coffee.
It was vinegar?
It was vinegar.
Oh, shit.
Nasty, nasty Texas. All right.
Was it like the English malt vinegar that comes in like a brown bottle?
No, it was clear.
It
was clear.
Okay.
Yeah, no one makes sugar in the raw. Like,
right, right. Yeah, true.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. It's a little, it was a little viscous. Oh, was it molasses? Oh, shite. That's
my Oh, damn.
Sweet lime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. You ever just like eat limes?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Just like pack, you know, instead of orange slices at a game.
So I don't, I'll suck on one. I won't.
Yeah. Just eat it.
Swallow.
Well, yeah, you want to eat. No, well, that's how you get the nutrients. Yeah. It's in the skin.
Okay.
Do you know what is, limes is really good with, so I used to make crepes all the time. And lime and sugar on a crepe is like really great. It's like great for like a simple breakfast.
Mm, okay. Sounds great.
Yeah. I'll make it for you.
Okay.
On this one, there's definitely, I mean, I was picturing crepes for sure, but yeah. It leads away, it's like kind of this one builds. It's a very like, not in style of song, but are you familiar with Steve Miller Band?
Yeah.
They did a lot of building stuff. Yeah. Very much a dad band. Yeah, I'm not totally comparing you to them, but I mean, there was something to be said if you want to get popular. The Joker was pretty profound.
Yeah, it was.
you lead with bass, then you get kind of like a psyche drum lead, which is also another influence to a degree, right? 60s drum, 23rd floor elevators.
Yeah.
13th. But your keys are really what set the mood.
Totally.
And I feel like that's in general, the keys to synth is what sets the mood of Dream Pump and such, right? It's almost like it's the exposition of a book, you know? Like, you know how exciting that part is of a book, right?
Yeah, it's like the best part.
The best.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just thinking, like, George R. R. Martin, please, like, get on with the fucking trees. I get it. They're hobbits. I get it. They're in the forest. I know there's stones and rocks and snakes. Why do you have to literally...
Like, let's go.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, throw the ring in the freaking vat already. I get it. I get it. there's a lot of reverb and distance on this type of music as well, specifically the guitar.
Yeah.
Do you do that yourself? How do you recreate that during the show? Do you just kind of play in the other room?
Yeah.
And hope the sound kind of comes from a distance?
I considered it. I thought this would be a good way to avoid actually getting on stage. But we just use pedals. I think the one I used for the show was just like the cheapest reverb pedal I could find on Amazon and just use that one and it sort of
it did the trick
I got a better one since but that's the one I used because I just used to it.
I know,
but yeah, just I guess that's like the shoegaze part. Literally just a shitload of pedals, so the
is shoegaze just sound cheap, like
pedals cheap pedals from Amazon
cheap pedals and cheap amplifiers and just make the guitar sound as little like a guitar as you possibly can.
This episode is also brought to you by the mom and pop stores that really need your money. Amazon is squashing them.
Well, that's,
yeah,
that's like a real conversation, right? Like, do you go with, it's just, Amazon's just so convenient. But evil at the same time.
At the same point, I bought these mics from Guitar Center. Even at that point, you're like, oh my god, Guitar Center needs our money. And they're like also not necessarily.
They're like these huge, right next to supermarkets and strip malls and shit.
Yeah.
And like,
you're next to a Whole Foods, you're doing fine.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
Guitar Center. Please. You on that note, I'm going to go write an angry letter to Guitar Center. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. To the podcast. This is Sally Hayes, and if you're coming in right now, that's a little weird because should have started at the beginning. Tell me everything.
Yeah.
Dish. Tell me everything. Who's Will? Like, let's just learn a little bit about you.
That's me. What do you want to know?
Like, I don't know. What's your relationship status?
Married. Really? To Jess.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. How's that been?
It's been a marriage.
Is it new?
No, it's old.
It's would you say stale?
Only on every other day.
Not right now.
Sundays a non-stale day.
Well, you know what's good about stale bread is that you can make meatballs out of it. So there's always something to be seen on the other side
of it. Panzella.
You know?
Yeah, panzella.
You can give it to ducks, which means you're really feeding other people. It's like a metaphor for like really continuing. Is that how you feel, Jess?
I would say it's also been a marriage. I mean, it's been 10 years, so.
10 years?
Yeah.
What have you been doing for 10 years?
Being really poor for like a lot of it.
And
which, as I know, it doesn't add any stress to a marriage.
No,
it doesn't. It makes it easier, if anything.
Sure, but, sure, sure.
Yeah, then building up.
Yeah, we've
growing.
But yeah, just that's why we had to buy all our pedals on Amazon. But yeah, no, it's been. It's really interesting because we listened to some, like, there was a European radio station, I think like two of them played our stuff. And we had someone translate it because it was in French. And they were like, they were asking if you're brother and sister on the thing.
It happened twice.
Situation.
And we're like,
they said, like, is it brother and sister or is it a love affair between husband and wife? And I'm like, wow, wild.
Love affair between husband and wife. Does that mean you're cheating on each other?
I don't know. Maybe.
There's a little redundancy there, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's like started out as a like green card marriage.
Ooh. Well, you.
Which ours did.
Which ours did. Shit. No, not technically.
That, right? Oh, not man, technically. This is a tough time to be coming out.
No,
that.
It didn't start as a green card marriage. I mean, to be honest.
Doesn't every marriage start as a green card marriage?
Pretty much all of them, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not looking for citizenship. You're looking for something from the other person. So, yeah. I mean, are we all just looking for our green card?
Plus, right. Like, we already managed to convince the U.S. Border Patrol, so. I'm guessing.
Everything's
what band's
good.
That? If
yeah, this should be a band. If it's not.
U.S. Border Patrol. Oh, no, it's U.S. CIS, not U.S. Border Patrol. Both.
I think it's a TV
show.
Like
to get in here. U.S. CIS. It should be.
But Tell Me Everything's also a song you have.
It is also a song we have, yeah.
I began to notice a trend in your music is that the vocals tend to be blended pretty much with the rest of the sound, which seems to be vindicative of dream pop.
Yeah
dream pop. Sometimes the listener has to really focus in on your lyrics, but like, what do you have to say to those that don't have 20/20 hearing?
I'm sorry. it was on purpose though. I think
maybe only on this EP. I don't know if we'll go in that direction moving forward, but it just seemed like it fit.
And it worked better, out. Right? Yeah, I don't like people knowing my lyrics anyway.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about personal. Instead of spending the time on creating lyrics, you could just say nonsensical words and it totally. Maybe, like, since I mean like totally. Why bother?
Why bother putting in that effort? Yeah. It would work.
Yeah.
It would work.
We should try it on a song on the next one.
That brings us to our game, words or flurbs. Game here is I'm going to say a sentence very quietly or very mumbled, and you have to guess if it was a sentence or if it was nonsense. All right?
Okay.
But the catch is, if it was a sentence, you have to repeat it verbatim.
Okay.
Ready? Sometimes I want to have a horse.
All I heard was... Oh, wait.
Sometimes I'm going to have a hummus?
Close. Sometimes I wish I had a horse. I really do.
Oh.
I really do.
Same.
All right. Here's the next one. Sometimes I'm
going to have a... That's nothing.
That was not words.
That was Tom Steyer is a golden retriever. Have you seen him on the stage? He just happened to be there. Sure, is he pulling votes from other people? Absolutely. But he's a man that's just...
Oh,
I agree with everyone on this stage, okay?
Oh my God.
Did he just drop out?
Did he drop out? I don't know. He finished in front of Bernie in South Carolina. Maybe he did drop out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
But look at that tie. I mean,
it's a great tie.
As someone from the UK, I mean, that's a Scottish tie. He's wearing, honestly, it's probably his clan, right?
Maybe.
Probably.
You would hope it's not someone else's clan.
Ooh,
that'd be
someone's looking at that and be like, that's the McElroys. Yeah. What was that terrible battle between?
Fuck that guy, he's not one of us.
Yeah, he's not one of us. Paul and Flugernplane.
Oh, God, I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure that was not worth.
Nah, that was Pol and Flug and Pling.
Wow.
It could be words in another language, but
true.
Not anything here.
Yeah.
Could be Scottish.
Could be Welsh.
Could be. If it was Welsh, it would have a lot more consonants in it, right?
Just a shitload of Ys.
Hangley Hopper covered your wort.
No.
Definitely not.
That was Hangley Hopper Caterpick Young Wort. Okay.
So young was a word.
Yeah, young was
okay,
a word.
Okay, so
I mean,
a little mix.
But I mean... I'm sure you could say, yeah.
In the context of the sentence.
Wet, if I were to throw wet in there, that could also be a word, but it's kind of nonsensical.
True.
Are you familiar with grammar?
It's
what makes the structure of the sentence.
Yeah,
right.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm not about to get into that because I'm no teacher. If blondes are more fun, then blondes are less sad.
No.
No.
I didn't hear a word there.
If blondes are more fun, then brunettes are less sad.
Oh.
It's kind of a cute little...
I like that. Sweet. I'd like to be less sad.
Yeah.
Oh. You were blonde once, though.
I was. I didn't have more fun.
Did you have more fun?
No.
You had less fun.
Yikes.
Because you had to keep dyeing your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sure. That's a hassle.
It's a hassle. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Wrong always saved to pliable craft.
Ron...
Ron always saved something?
The Bible?
Incorrect. It was Grung Ali Sefe Pliable Craps.
What?
Oh.
That was a good one.
Ooh, it was tough. I was tough. Yeah. I mean, I'm saying, if you can't tell the difference, maybe you should. I can give you these. You can put it in your next album. I'd be down.
I would totally want to experiment just with that. Okay.
A Swim in the Sun.
Yes.
There's a song called Swimming in the Sun by Group Love. Do you like Group Love? Or Standing in the Sun. That's what it is.
I've never listened to Group Love.
No, I have, but fun. Yeah, not.
It's also
very different alternative, totally. Poppy and...
There's definitely a lyric in that song that we had to change because it was the same as a Slow Dive lyric, and we didn't realize until we'd recorded it.
Oh, wow. And so you had to go back and record it?
We did another take and slightly changed it. I can't remember which part it was now, but I was like, that's definitely
a Slow Dive lyric. Was it like one of those things when like they have like you have an R-rated movie and they have to show it on FX, so you're like saying like instead of like, you're going to fuck me, like we're going to make love.
Yeah. Like Snakes on a Plane, the FX version, instead of motherfucking snakes, he says monkey fighting snakes, which is great.
Oh my God, that is a good
one. Listen, I mean, in the jungle, I'm sure there's some ravenous wars
between the two of them.
I reckon snakes would win.
Oh.
They got poison and stuff. Or just like
they do, but monkeys
can just grab.
I imagine monkeys would understand, like us, that you grab by the head.
And then just...
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it would depend. If there's like five snakes versus one monkey.
Also, if I was the monkey, I'd just run away and climb into a tree. I mean, what's the point? Why are you on the ground? Floor? You should be in the canopy.
Finding
three levels. I mean, understand your level. Like it's like the tier system. If you're middle class, stay middle class. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to like better yourself.
I mean, they could be looking for nuts and stuff that have fallen from the trees.
I guess so, but at that point, I mean, natural selection guy.
Yeah. True.
Unapologetically, this is my favorite song off the album.
It's my favorite song.
Swim in the Sun?
Yeah, I think so. It the bottleneck is very interesting, possibly, if that's what you use. It's kind of like a slidey guitar a little bit more. Maybe it's just an effect of you running your hands up the, like caressing the...
It is, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. No, we didn't use like a...
Yeah.
It was literally just a...
I feel like I'm in New Mexico. Searching for my caballo. But of course, all I have is a burro, you know? That classic.
That was an interesting song that took a really long time to get right, actually. Not the vocals, actually.
The vocals was done in one take.
Yeah.
One
But the rest of it was... that went through. That ended up sounding nothing like what it sounded like when it first came out.
Yeah, it's my favorite song on the EP.
Yeah. At one point, it sounded like just like a straight up song from a David Lynch movie.
Well, this makes sense then. There was this line that was actually reminding me of David Lynch.
Yeah.
Can you explain this lyric, Jess? Zoom to the time, airplanes and dreams, you watch me drive as the Sunny and Cher hit the screen.
I really wish that was my lyrics.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
She'll put Sonny and Cher in a song now.
I love Sonny and Cher. Yes, that song's just about, well, I love to swim.
What's the actual lyric?
Swim to the top. You watch me dry.
As the sun hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my skin. Yeah.
Similar.
Was that straight up about swimming?
I never asked.
No.
Oh, I love to swim. Yeah. No, it is a metaphor, but yeah, I like to swim. I think it's more, I don't know, you listen to lyrics. I think it's more just...
Almost the entire EP.
Someone being there and then not being there, and then you're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like a really... A lot of the EP is really personal stuff for you, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
To the point where Jess didn't... There was like some songs where she'd make me leave the room when she was recording them.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that. So
like, all right, I'll go make tea or something.
Yeah.
Just
and this is your house, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you can't really go to, like,
no.
I'm going home.
Right. Yeah. I'm out of here. You're home already. Yeah. Different rooms.
And you're recording in the dining room, so you can't even, like, eat some food. You're and, like, get some peace of quiet.
And it's, like, a Chicago apartment, so the dining room is the middle of the apartment.
The house, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, no matter where you go.
I'm not coming back. I left my phone in the other room. Right? Don't mistake this for that. You and me. Yeah. Is this about you two? You and me?
Yeah.
Cute.
Is I it? Don't think it's
so you're familiar with this song.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't think it's a happy song, though. Is it? Yeah, yeah, it's happier.
Is it about your stale marriage?
It's about our stale marriage. That's not stale. I want to clarify.
Yeah,
that.
Marriage it's is not. Definitely
oh, stale. Okay. Sure. I'm not. You said that. So I'm not coming off as.
It does go back to just marriage being a marriage. I think wondering. It
takes work, huh?
Yeah. I think after year seven, you're just like, okay, there's a turning point. Like, am I gonna be with this person for the rest of my life? Do I want that? You grow so much. I mean, we were 19 when we met, so I think at a certain point, you're like, okay, and then. Realizing, is it gonna be you and me? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were little kids.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what that song's about.
Yeah,
wow.
So it'd be really weird if we were brother and sister. Like one would hope, maybe because they were French speakers, they just didn't listen to the lyrics that well, or just couldn't hear them because there was too much reverb on them.
Yeah, I'm glad people can't look that into it.
Yeah. Classic UK. Classic UK. Making fun of the French.
Yeah. I know, right?
Whoa.
I know, here we
World
go.
World War III.
Yeah.
Am I an old 60-year-old man farmer sitting on a porch in 1880 on the Old West? Because this is rocking. This is a rocking song. This is one of your most rocking songs, it sounds like.
It's super fun.
It was the first one we ever wrote.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how, like, fun songs tend to be the ones that are the most heavier and content.
Totally. Yeah.
Is that because you're compensating? What do you find that's attributed to?
I don't know. It just kind of see the whole EP. It's weird that all the lyrics are very heavy and I don't know. And then the songs are just so fun to hear.
Yeah.
So it's like a very weird dynamic.
Like Waiting is like a pretty sad one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like
and that's like
yeah.
Like the it's like all the sounds is like so fucking fun. Mm-hmm. It's like jamming.
Yeah. I don't know why. It just ended up being, I almost want to say, like, it just seemed to be, like, the ones where the lyrics fit it better.
Yeah.
But did you write the lyrics
I wrote everything
for the music?
No.
It was before?
Everything I wrote was before I heard music.
Oh. Ever.
First, yeah, before I've ever listened to a single
insightful.
Song.
You're like, I'm on to something here.
Yeah, I got this.
I'm going to start something new. Do you want to know what I pictured during this song?
Yeah.
All right. A man gets up late. He throws on his suit and he's running down the street with his briefcase. He steps in wet cement.
Oh.
Ugh, as he shakes it off, he trips over uneven cement and falls into the street. His briefcase flies open and hot dogs go flying everywhere, all over the street. It's a lost cause. He leaves the case and the dogs and sprints to the bus, and what do you know it? That bus isn't even running today. But he doesn't learn that until 30 minutes of waiting. He's just sitting there waiting. Now, he's uber late. He decides his best chance is to take the Willis Tower zipline. He runs 82 flights of stairs.
He's very jaded, right?
Wow.
He runs marathons weekly. Oops.
He gets to the top and goddamn it's closed. He doesn't flinch. He takes off his tie and ties it around the zipline and he glides down. For the first time of his day, he's in control. He's taken his life into his own palms. And as he soars over the city, he sees his destination. Soldier Field. He lets go of the zipline and does a tuck and roll as he lands in the field. And you know what happens next? Bernie Sanders gives the best damn speech of his life and he gets the presidential bid. Damn!
Oh my God.
Is that what you were picturing when you were writing this song? I know you said about marriage, but
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Man and hot dogs and Bernie.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
I think we may just steal that for a music
You're
video.
You're more than welcome
music
to.
Music video would be great. I'll ask Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
for sure. I mean, he's been doing stuff with Bon Iver. He's been doing stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we're that big, I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And, like, he's up and coming. I mean,
Bon Iver, who is that guy?
He needs
he's
to get
only got one Grammy.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Like, what have you been doing all your life? Yeah. Standing up for people's rights?
Jesus.
Well, that's all I have on your album. Is there anything else you want to talk about that?
No.
I don't know. No.
It was just fun to do.
It was a lot of fun.
You think you'll do it again?
We have like our next EP
written.
We have the artwork for it.
Cool.
The track list.
We do.
We just need to finish the recording and like mixing and everything.
Are you going
to
be doing it in your dining room again? Or maybe in your foyer would be
in our spare room.
In our spare room.
Yeah.
Spare room.
We had
maybe it just be called that.
Yeah, our spare room got freed up. And then we decided to record everything instead.
Yep.
But I think the next one's going to be quite different. It's not as, it's definitely way leaned into the pop side of it more.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't like. You don't like as much.
I don't. I like heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take another quick break. Time.
Ooh.
Sad to say, but this is you're gonna have to leave soon.
Oh, I had fun laughing.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad you had a good time. This is a surprisingly great, happy serendipitous moment because we got you in here instead of Hazel English.
True.
But their loss, right?
Yeah, it is their loss.
Your gain.
We're way more fun, I think. Yeah. Despite the way our music sounds.
We always allow the bands to maybe plug things coming up.
Yeah.
So our next EP, I don't know when it will be.
Yeah. We have a show in May.
Yeah,
but we might have shows before that.
Empty Bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have just follow our Instagram and we'll tell you about everything.
Yeah, where can people find you?
Everything is Sally Hayes Music. So Twitter, Sally Hayes Music. Facebook
is. Who'd you have to pay to get that name? I mean, God, no one else did that.
Literally, no one. So we could have Sally Hayes if we wanted, but we felt disingenuous because people think it's just a normal person.
Yeah, because also your profile on Spotify is your face, correct?
Yeah, that wasn't my.
I
literally hate it.
It's like yeah.
It gives me anxiety.
Yeah, but I thought
every time I open social media, I'm like, fuck.
But you know.
It's fine. It goes with the thing.
But so we've got follow our stuff.
Yeah, Instagram.
Our next EP should be out this year.
Great.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It's about it right now.
Excellent. How about we play some music?
Okay.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Great. What do you have to say to our listeners? And what do you want to go out on?
I think we're going to play...
I think we're going to do Sweet Lime.
Ooh. Sweet Lime, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
We'll be...
You just have to be confident.
Yeah.
In your stuff and in.
Some people are a little too confident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are some too confident people?
I don't want to name names.
Adam Levine in Maroon 5.
Oh God.
Way too confident.
But I mean, he's a millionaire. I guess he has a reason to be confident.
Okay. Yeah.
He shouldn't be. His music's garbage.
Are you talking about local music? Yeah. Don't do any of that.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm just saying, just in general, you always get. Everyone's been to a local show where there's just someone there who's just complete garbage, and you're like,
You have to support.
Shouldn't have bothered.
Support local musicians well.
And we're back. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.